Appreciate the song service this morning. Appreciate all of you being here today. Just ask you to pray for us. Just a minute. Gonna read some very familiar scripture in our hearing this morning. Now the book of Job, first chapter. First chapter, the book of Job. We'll start with the first verse. We'll probably read the whole chapter. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she-asses, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? That there is none like him in the earth, a perfect an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. There was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing, the asses feeding beside them, and the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven hath burned up the sheep and the servants and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. And while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter of the first chapter of the book of Job. Knowing this morning that it's a fairly familiar topic, no doubt, and it's fairly familiar that you know the story of Job and that went on. And this being that of the first chapter, it tells you what kind of man that Job was. The Bible says here that more than one place, a couple of times, says that he feared God and he eschewed evil. He is an upright man and perfect in his generation. And the Bible also says that it took that of Satan and come to the Lord and said, well, the Lord said unto Satan, have you considered my servant Job? The Bible says that Satan answered him and he said, Job don't serve thee for naught. Said, you've got a hedge about him. And said, you touch him. And said, he'll curse thee to thy face. I want to talk to us this morning. The Lord help us just a minute. If we might today, I'm going to ask you a question, my friend. Is it real? Is it real? Do you have what it takes? The Bible says here, and I don't know of the according to this scripture, and at this particular time, my friend, they wasn't probably a better man on the land in the east than that of Job. And he feared God and he eschewed evil. And I read unto you that he even give out that of sacrifices for that of his children just in case. Just in case that they may have cursed God in their dealings. Now, I don't know altogether, my friend, what you have, and I don't know altogether what you trust in, but I'm going to ask you the question, is it real? Brethren, there's no reason under God's heaven, brethren, that we should not be able to stand in a place just like Job stood. I'd like to think, my friend, that I had what it took to live and to say The very same thing that Job said, naked came I into the world, naked shall I return, blessed be the name of the Lord. Is it real? I don't know, and I just happen to believe, and I'm going to say this. There's a lot of folks, my friend, thinks that this, my friend, shouldn't have happened, and maybe it should have happened to somebody else, but I'm going to tell you something, my friend. God, Job had what it took. Yes, he did. He had something, my friend, that the devil himself could not take from him. That's saying a lot. That's saying a lot. You let a little disappointment come our way and we're ready to flee. You let a little trial come our way, my friend, and we're ready to charge God with the occasion. I hear it all the time. Why did God do this? Where is your God? Listen, is it real unto you this morning? Woo! Woo! Not just on Sunday. Brethren, you better have it on Monday as well. Yes, sir. Woo! Woo! Satan thought that Job would crumble. I don't know, this morning we use a lot of demonstrations, my friend, today. They used to say several years back, well, the devil made me do it. You remember that? I've got news for you. And I believe I've got word for you. Brethren, we're living in a different time than Job did, and yet we ain't got what it takes to stand like Job, my friend. Shame on us. Preacher, we thought surely you'd get a good message before Easter. Listen. Brethren, it comes down to you and the Lord. Do you know what's going to count? Brethren, it's whether or not that Jesus knows you this morning. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Job lived in a different day. I'm going to tell you something else. The devil's role was different in that day. Yes, it was. I don't care who you are, my friend. You can't handle the devil by yourself. It takes the Spirit of God to get rid of him today. Yes, it does. OJ said that it wouldn't do for him to fight the devil. He said, but me and the Lord can put him to flight. Huh? Preacher, why is that? I'm going to tell you why it is. Because it's a different day even concerning the devil. Yes, sir. I don't know what you got, but is it real? Is it real? Brethren, somebody got to have the real thing in your family. Sad to say, my friend, sometimes it's the mothers, my friend, that have to take the role. Yes, sir. Y'all ain't going to like it. I can't help it, my friend, but we've got folks, we got men in this world that will not stand for what's right. Hear me. Hear me. Why did the devil do all this to Job, my friend? The Lord said, there he is. But save his life. That what he told him? You touch everything he has. Brethren, and the devil did. He took everything that he had from him. One servant right after another. I'd hate to get that kind of news, wouldn't you? Huh? I'd hate to get the news, my friend, one right after another. Huh? It'd be hard to swallow, Crafton. Yes, it would. I'm here to tell you, brethren, you better have something, thank God, that's so real that the devil himself would like to have it. Woo! Preacher, I don't know about that. I don't believe I could handle what Job did. I've got news for you. There's a boat full of us that don't want what Job had. Yes, sir. Did you know that it teaches us in the New Testament that the trial of your faith is much more precious than gold, though it be tried by fire? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Has your faith ever been tested to the point of fire this morning? Think about it. Job was a man that was upright and perfect in his generation. God knowed it. Brother, the devil even knowed it. You won't find in the book of Job nor in this Bible whether Job ever cursed God. No, sir. You won't find it. You'll find where Job cursed the day he is born. Yes, sir. It must have been an awful, terrible experience this morning. Listen to me. That you have, is it real this morning? Will it stand the test? That's a better question. You know what happens to gold when you heat it up? Purifies it. Yes! Yes! Glory, hallelujah! Yes! It makes it more pure this morning. Amen. Amen. Oh, I've thought to myself, I've had some of my friends and some of my preacher friends and down through the day, my friend, and there's things that come against them, and I'd look and I'd think, Lord, help them. Lord, just help them. Lord, help them. And you know what my next thought was? I hope that never, ever comes to me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, God knows we're true. Why in the world does he try our faith? My friend, is it real? Is it real? Is there a problem? You get jobs at certain places and they do what they call a background check. Background check. I've had them to sit before me and they said they check my background. We won't work here. Huh? You know why they said that? Brethren, because they had deficiencies in their life. Yes, sir. Listen. If we checked you this morning, could we find out it's real? You hear me? Is it real? We ought to have something, thank God, more real than what the world's got this morning. Yes, sir. Preacher, I thought you lived for God and God blessed you, and you, none of these other things come against you. I got news for you. These troubles and these trials are purifiers of the real thing. Get ready. Sad to say, get ready. You don't know. You don't know what's around the corner. You don't know what's around the next bend. No, you don't. You don't know. You don't know how blessed you are. Brethren, just to have your help this morning. Men work their lifetime to gain wealth. When they get it, they spend their wealth to gain their health. You hear me? You hear me? Preacher, you need to talk like that. It's a fact. It's a fact. Brethren, these folks that could own this world and they have no health, my friend. Who was it? Richest man used to be. Ain't no more than he used to be. Wouldn't even come out of a room. Lived his elder life, my friend, in a box. You hear me? Did not want to associate with the outside world, was afraid he is going to die. You know what happened to him? He died. He died. There ain't no remedy. You hear me? Brethren, I got news for you. I wouldn't care to live to be 150. If I had all my faculties. You hear me? Yes, sir. But most of the time, them faculties go. A lot of times quicker than you want them to. Huh? I ain't old, Crafton. You ain't either. Huh? You ain't either, Leroy. Got 10 year on me. I know how old he is. It's how we keep up with our age, ain't it? Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. 10 years. You know what? 10 years ain't long. Yeah. You hear me? 10 years ain't long. Folks, you can bet your wine 10 years will be gone. Real quick. And I'm going to tell you quicker than that. Brethren, your health will decline. Yes, sir. Had a member down there at Stoner's. Had several members down there at Stoner's. We had a preacher man down there that lived to be 99. And I can remember as long as I'd known him, and I'd known him for 40 or 50 years. You never did ask him, my friend, how he was feeling, because he'd tell you. He had a moan and a groan and a hurt and an ache somewhere. His 92-year-old, or three, I believe it was, had open heart surgery. You hear me? Still driving. Yes, sir. Still driving. He wanted to make it to 100. He liked a few months. And the Lord took him. Yes, sir. Still had black hair in his head. I know what I'm talking about. Listen. Had one of his cousins, my friend, lived over there, the oldest charter member of Stoner Baptist Church. And she is 97, 98. We was over there visiting her and talking to her sisters and what have you there. She had the same doctor I had. She said she didn't like it, but she takes one pill a day. Bless him, Lord. Oh! I said, well, I'm going to have to talk to my doctor. Listen. Brethren, I don't care how old you are in this world. My friend, when it comes down to the end, brethren, it's going to be whether or not that you've got what it takes. Amen. And it takes the blood. Yeah. It's real. Yeah. It's a real thing. We ain't worshiping, my friend, no image. No, sir. We ain't worshiping no ghost. My friend, he is very much real in our lives and in our hearts today, my friend. Preacher, he died years ago. Yeah, but he didn't stay dead. They buried him like they bury everybody else. But there's something happened. In 3 days, he come out of that grave. Yes, sir. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When he come into this world, my friend, he done something for this world that this world could not do for itself. It was needful that he go away. It was needful that there is an empty grave. Yeah. Yes, sir. Needful. Very, very needful. We're fixing to celebrate. It's as important, if not more, than his birth. Yes, sir. He arose. Thank God they couldn't keep him. They couldn't bind him. They couldn't hold him. Thank God the stone rolled away. Yes, sir. The Bible says that the guards that kept it were as dead men. Yes, sir. They couldn't do nothing. They couldn't do nothing. Brethren, old Satan no doubt thought he had him. You go over into the fifth, I believe it is, chapter of the book of Revelation, and you'll find that they throwed a big party. Yes, sir. When they laid them slain out in the street, they just throwed a big party. Yes, sir. But their party ended real quick. Why, preacher? Because that dead body arose. Thank God it come out of the grave. You want to know, thank God, what our religion's based on? It's based on His resurrection. Amen. Yes, sir. He arose. He arose. Hallelujah. Thank God He arose this morning. There is an empty tomb. They say you can go over there and they show you about where he laid, but he ain't in there. I ain't looking for him in there. Are you? Listen, you say, preacher, I can't wait till I get to heaven where I can worship him. You best worship him here. Amen. There's things, my friend. Listen, have you got what it takes? Have you? Job had it. Job had, brethren, sufficient for his day. He believed God, and God did not forget him. Amen. No, sir. No, sir. It's not going to happen like it did in Job's day, but I'm going to ask you a question. If Satan was loosed on you, my friend, have you got what it takes? Preacher, what do you mean it ain't going to happen? Not like Job. Not like it did in Job's day. My friend, we measure things today different than what they measured them. You hear me? Preacher, I don't know about that. It's changed from a natural, brethren, to a spiritual, a heavenly. And brethren, we're in the midst of it. Have you got what it's real? Have you got it? Bible says that Job's wife looked at him. You can go and read it for yourself, second chapter. She looked out at her husband and he had boils from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. He is scraping them with a potsherd. Yes, sir. Wrapped in sackcloth and ashes. He was a one pitiful sight. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have you to know that she went through the same thing he went through. And she looked at him and said, Job, you ought to curse God and die. He was at that point. He didn't look worth shooting, so to speak. It looked like, Robert, all hope was gone. Looked like he's a dead man. Listen, you know what Job said? He said, thou speakest as a foolish woman. Listen. In all this, Job held his integrity still. I'm going to tell you folks something. Job believed in God.
And it did not matter what come upon him. He was not going to change his belief. Amen. It was real. Yeah. It was real to him. He had three friends, so-called. They come over to see him. They sat down beside him. The Bible says they opened not their mouth for 7 days. I believe they saw a pitiful sight. I believe they saw Crafton where there's no hope left for Job. And during them 7 days, they conjured up everything they could try to figure out what was going on in Job's life. They wanted to know what kind of sin he had committed. You hear me? You hear me? Brethren, sometimes we think when tragedy comes, we think it's because of sin and certain lifestyles. I've got news for you. It's whether or not you've got the real thing or not. There's a lady down in Adairsville, Georgia. She had come down with cancer. And all her friends, all her church friends, was telling her about what kind of sin she had committed because of that cancer. Now, I'm not going to say I'm anything for anything. We preached at her church one Sunday morning. She followed us out to our vehicle. She said, Randy, she said, I've racked my brain. She said, there ain't nothing I don't think that I have done. She said, I just think that the Lord is testing me. That's her words out of her mouth. Yeah. Listen, I said, sister, I'm going to agree with you. We're going to pray, Lord, help you. Yeah. You say, preacher, he put it on her. He going to help her. Thank God the only help you got's him. I don't care where it come from. You don't think things are allowed? You don't think, my friend, that the sun shines on a good man and an evil man just alike? I know men that spent their lives, my friend, in evil doings. Can I say this? Just carnal, immoral doings. You hear me? You let this old natural man go, he'll run wild. Yes, he will. But I got news for you. You get the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, and he'll help you tame this man.
Amen.
Yes, he will. Why, preacher? Because he's real and he's already overcoming. And he's already overcome the devil and all his vices. Yes, sir. The devil got put in his place when Jesus come into this world and done the work that he done. You hear me? You hear me? Even the evil spirits know Jesus. Y'all have heard me say that more than once. And they did. They recognized. And you know what their question was? Why? Why have you come and judged us before our time? It's in the book. Brethren, their day was coming, and they knowed it. And they knowed he was the one to do away with the devil and all his devices. Yes, sir. The devil never could overcome Jesus. Can I tell you something? You let the love of Jesus, my friend, shine in your heart, he'll never overcome you. Jesus is the real thing this morning. Another cop-out we use down through the years. We're just human. We're fallible. I know how fallible we are, and you do too. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. He gave me something inside, my friend, that'll overcome.
Amen.
Yes, sir. It'll overcome the wiles of the devil. Prove it to you. Put on the armor. Thank God that you might stand. Brethren, and when you've done all, he said, stand. Therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, that not having on the breastplate of righteousness. Glory! Hallelujah! Taking the shield of faith and having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel today. It's real, folks. Why did he say that? Why are you putting on the armor? That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Brethren, if you got what's real, my friend, I'm going to tell you something. This world don't bother you near as much. You can believe what you want to. Most of us do. Preacher, you're get rid of some of these messages. I got news for you. I know where they come from. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God help me. Thank God to preach you the truth. It's real. He's real. Thank God, and he's real in my soul. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Is he real? Is he real in your life? Preacher, my husband don't do right, and we've got this to overcome, that to overcome. Boo-hoo. I'm not being smart. Give it to Jesus. Preacher, I don't know what to do. Give it to Jesus. The truth of it is, you are right. You don't know. Preacher, I wished I had what my mother had. If you've got the real thing, you've got it. Can I tell you why it was happening in her life and not in yours? Brethren, she exercised it. Brethren, she put it to use. Brethren, she believed it was the only way to live. Is that not right? Yes, sir. I ain't never, my friend, and I've known quite a few, but I ain't never, my friend, wished I had what another preacher had. Bless him, I ain't never. Thank God, you know what I wanted, Crafton? I wanted, thank God, what he had for me, brother, that would work in my life. And folks, it's real.
Yes, it is.
It's real. I ain't no young person no more. I feel like it sometimes. Sometimes I feel real young. But it don't take me a few minutes to figure out that ain't gonna work. Hear me? You hear me? Listen, have you got what's real? I appreciate Brother Clinton Lunsford. I appreciate Brother Thurman Hightower. I appreciate Brother Walden, Brother Griffin, Brother Oscar Lance, brother, and a lot of them that I was able to hear myself. Hear me? I appreciate them preaching to a young man like me. You hear me? Why'd you appreciate that, preacher? I'm going to tell you why. Because I took it home with me. You hear me? Them men had something, thank God, that the world didn't have. Yes, sir. I can see Brother Oscar Land preaching just as sure as I'm standing here. We had a funeral together years and years ago. And we were standing out in the parlor before the family got there, and he looked at me. He said, "Preacher," he said, "if this had been the president or if it had been the queen or somebody like that," he said, "we'd be having a great big old ceremony. Baked gribble or caravan." He said, "I've always felt like it behooved me to give the best I could for the person we're having the funeral for."
Yeah.
Them words have stuck in my mind. They have. He didn't know he was talking to a young pastor, my friend, that liked soaking. I like to eat. And I was eating. I heard him. Yes, sir. And I've tried my best. It made no difference the circumstance of the person. My friend, I've tried my best to preach their funeral just like God give it to me. And I'm not ashamed. You hear me? Brother Walden, we're going to ask them to get a verse of a song. Brother Walden told me something one day. We were standing in front of Stoner Chapel Baptist Church, first time I'd pastored down there. In 89, I believe it was. We're standing wrong about right here, and he looked at me and he said, "Randy," he said, "I feel sorry for you." He said, "I feel sorry for you." I said, "I don't know what you're talking about, Brother Walden." He said, "Well," he said, "you ain't going to get to see some of the things that I've saw." I thought just a short few seconds, not long. I looked at him. I said, "Brother Walden," I said, "I might not, but I thank God I'm serving the same God you serve. And I believe he'll help me, thank God, on my journey." Folks, I'm here to tell you, thank God, it is real today. I believe I got the same spirit he had. I believe I'm serving the same God he served. Yes, sir. And he is very well and capable today, Darrell, to save 20, 30, 40. Yeah. Thank God if they'll seek him.
Amen.
That's where it lies. That's where it lies, preacher. How do you know? How do you know that what you've got is real? How do you know? David said something in the book of Psalms. He cried out to God and he said, "My heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed." How do you know? How do you know? Folks, I'm going to tell you something. You as an individual can know without a shadow of a doubt that what you've got is real.
Amen.
I ain't going to preach you nothing different. You can know. You don't have to ask anybody in this house. You hear me? But you do have to ask him. Yes, sir. What your papaw had, Steve, I believe's been handed down. Not naturally. Some natural. But spiritually. Fonz old Cochran, pray for you. I believe if you preached all night and all the next day, I believe he'd sit there and pray for you. I do. He is that kind of man. Yes, sir. He knowed what it was. He know what it took. You know why he knowed? Huh? Because he got what it was real. Yeah. Glory! It's real to him and his life, my friend. Got young'uns here to prove it. Do you know that? I don't have to tell y'all about your father, about your papaw. I don't have to tell you about your mom and your dad. I don't have to tell you. You know. You know who they were. You know what they were. And you know, brethren, what they had. Oh. Oh. Glory, hallelujah! It's real this morning. Ann said, "Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul." Yeah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hear me. It's real, folks. We're living in 2024. And I'm going to tell you that I have inside of me is just as real today as it was the night I got saved. Born again. Regenerated. Washed. Washed whiter than snow. Amen. It's still real.
Amen.
Preacher, I don't like this old-fashioned stuff. Well, there's about millions and millions just like you. They don't like it either. I still would rather have the real thing, hadn't you?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir. I know what I got. Don't you, Leroy? I know what I got. And I believe, as I said in Sunday school this morning. I looked for things. I believe old Clinton Lunsford had it. I do. And I believe old Frank Owens had it. I believe old Raymond Davis had it. I believe old Willard Davis had it. Don't you? I believe old Thurman Davis had it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen. Fonzo, Essie, Carl, and Gail. On and on. Brethren, that's left here. Brethren, they left here with the real thing, my friend. Yes, sir. And you've had multitudes, hundreds and hundreds, that's come, my friend, and tried it. You hear me? They've tried it. They put it on, so-called. Carrie, as you said this morning, they repented, but they didn't repent. Oh, thank God they got to feeling better. But brethren, they did not receive the real thing. Preacher, you ought not preach that. I'm preaching about the real thing. Why can't I? Why can't I? I'm going to tell you folks something, my friend. There's something real about you believing in God or you wouldn't be here. Amen. You may not have it all figured out. You may not have it all ciphered out. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen when you get it figured out. It's going to change on you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, you'll think. You'll be like that old Jeroboam over there. Jeroboam was an evil king. But there was a good prophet, my friend, that told him he is going to be king. And Jeroboam never forgot him. Jeroboam had a son that fell sick. And Jeroboam hadn't been living right. Can I say that? He hadn't been doing right. But Jeroboam knowed the real thing. He told his wife, he said, you disguise yourself. He said, you go down yonder to the city, find that prophet, and said, ask him about the son. And she done that. She disguised herself. She went down there. She knocked on the door. Door being closed. Old prophet said, come in, thou wife of Jeroboam. Did he not? Brethren, that's what Jeroboam sitting for. What's the real thing, my friend? It wasn't going to be well with the son. Do you know that? The message. He said, as soon as your feet hit the streets, he'll die. That's what's told him. But you know what? Jeroboam wanted the truth. The real truth is what most folks want. I got in trouble, I don't know how many times. Working on the job, my friend, and I'd tell people, and I'd talk to them, I'd talk to the customers directly. And I'd tell them the truth. My boss would call me, won't know what in the world I'm doing telling them something like that. I said, I'm going to tell you. Where they won't go out there and call back in 30 minutes wanting to know where their product is.
Yeah.
I told them it'd be an hour and a half to 2 hours. My friend, you can work with the truth.
Amen.
It works. I worked there for 30-something years and I done it. It works. You hear me? Brethren, I don't care what level you deal with, folks. You deal with the truth. God will help you in that. Oh, preacher, not so. I believe Job done all he knew to do for himself, his wife, and his family. And he had it all took away from him. Did he not? Every bit of it. But you know, at the end of Job's book, you'll find a different Job. In between the front and the back of Job, my friend, you'll find a lot of hoorah. You'll find a lot of complaining. You'll find a lot of sorting from his three friends. And when they all got finished, he said, "You are miserable comforters." Miserable. He told them the truth. Did he not? Listen. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to leave this world on a high note. Preacher, you ought not talk like that. I'm going to leave this world on a high note. I ain't going to be on a low note. Huh? I'm going home, folks, one of these days. I'm going home. Home! Preacher, how you know it's real? Thank God it's real. I've heard somewhat about it. I know someone that is there. Glory. Hallelujah. And his name is Jesus. Can I tell you something? He ain't left me alone. I don't run this world alone. You don't either if you've got the real thing. Let us stand. There's the question. Is it real in your life? Is it real? How about it?